Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
And of course, this is Lee Mirabal filling in for Griff. And with me, I have Mr. Customer Service, Tim Chapman. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Lee.
Thank you for being here with me today. As Griff continues to remind us, structured data is essential to the future of eBay. Ara Johal is Senior Manager for Classifications at eBay, and she's here to tell us how and why. Ara, please, what is structured data?
Hello, Lee. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Ara.
Structured data is the very powerful engine that is sitting under the hood of eBay that's helping our users, which are both our sellers and both our buyers, understand what's available on eBay. So in the simplest terms, think of a scenario where you're trying to find something on a platform like Craigslist. When you search, you're really just looking at what's in the title as a buyer. And when you're describing the item that you're selling on Craigslist, you're really just typing in natural language like, hey, I have this amazing washer. It washes really well. And it's really hard for a seller to quickly describe what they have without a controlled vocabulary to pick from, you know, some nice set of values to say, hey, what's the brand? What's the size of the washer? And conversely, it's also very, very hard for a buyer to sort out what this person is selling because there's no nice index to look from. It's just what's in the title. So structured data is really what it sounds like. It's giving on eBay sellers a controlled set of values to pick from when describing their item. We call those item specifics. And it's giving buyers a nice set of filters to refine down what they're looking for once they can't get any further with search. And sometimes people choose filters first. So, for example, a category could be considered a filter. Like, I know I want Pandora bracelets, and so I go into women's jewelry in the bracelets category. And then on top of that, I could use the filter brand Pandora. So that's really what structured data is in a nutshell and how it's being used today on eBay. It's making it easier to find what you're looking for and describe what you're selling.
Okay. Now, Ara, now I kind of know, and Griff's been harping on this, harping, I don't know if it's the right word, but.
Harping is a good word.
He's been talking about
He's a harper.
He's been talking about this for a long time, and to us sellers, at first it didn't seem like much. I just came from the show, so I know it was explained more, but why, please tell us why this is so important.
Item specifics make it easy for eBay to understand what you're selling when you fill them out. And it makes it easy for buyers to get exactly what they're looking for without spending a ton of time. So what we've realized over time is our users of e-commerce websites are really demanding findability improvements. Spending a ton of time searching and changing your search queries is something that our users are getting less and less tolerant of. So it's really important on eBay because when you use this vocabulary, you improve your findability. And it also helps eBay understand what you're selling so we can place you appropriately in different event pages or different experiences. It helps me as an eBay employee know that I have X kind of inventory on the site. And if we know we have X kind of customers looking for it, we can put it right in front of them. So it's really important for findability.
So when we get down to that part where we're supposed to put in item specifics, what should our mindset be at that point? What are we looking for when we put in item specifics?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's a lot to boil in the ocean of item specifics, but I would say the first important thing is if your item specific is required, fill those out. A required item specific generally means that, hey, if you don't give us this data, you're going to be missing out on experiences, on us understanding exactly what you have. So in some categories, the item specifics are required. And now, while not everybody is required to fill out required item specifics, you should at least make an attempt where it's meaningful. Sometimes what we're asking for isn't applicable, and that's fine. You can just select not applicable. Once you've filled out the required item specifics, we also want you to use the item specifics that are available but are not required to describe your item. So let's say we're selling in women's blouse. tops and blouses, and it's required to tell us the size. Don't be afraid to fill in color because that's available for you. Fill in pattern if it has one. Fill in gender if it's needed in that specific category. And that all that's going to do is help you be found in those filters on eBay and also off eBay, and we can talk about that a little bit later. But you really want to use the item specifics when they're meaningful and use our vocabulary when you can, when it describes your item. And if there isn't an appropriate one, item specific for you to choose, you can always add your own.
So is non-applicable one of our, is that already on a drop down or something?
Well, I thought it was
does
not apply. Is it does not apply? I thought it was does not apply. Is that?
I think it's, you're right. It's does not apply.
And it's does not apply.
First class data elements. So, or for those, MPN and models.
Okay.
So, Ira, I have the question of all questions. You ready? As a seller, when I fill these in, is it going to help me sell more stuff?
I think it's going to make you be found more frequently than if you didn't.
And that's going to help you sell more stuff.
Well, that's what your answer is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's going to sell more stuff. That's what we want. We want to sell more stuff.
Right.
You want us to sell more stuff.
We want you to be found in all of the experiences that are applicable for your item. And a search results page is, depending on what you're searching for, it can be overwhelming for our buyers. So being found in the left navigation filter, which is a direct result of filling out item specifics, is one more place you can be found for certain on that page when you fill out the item specifics.
Yeah, so kind of what it's saying, I'm trying to tell everybody because I knew, but this is extremely important. I mean, when eBay was small, yes, it just did by the titles, but it's extremely important that we use these item specifics and put them in there. When it's asking for it, put all the information in there you can. It will increase your sales. We need this to happen.
So we have some rebels out there who sell, and they just don't have time. What happens if they leave a suggested item specific blank, a suggested one blank?
Nothing's going to happen, and that's fine. I can imagine being a seller selling 400 to 500, even 100 items, even 20 items that have a lot of information to fill out. If you leave a suggested item specific blank, you're not going to be hurt in the sense that you've done something wrong and you will not pass go. You just won't be found.
You don't have to go to item specific jail.
You're not going to collect $200 either.
No.
Right. You're going to collect $200.
It's just not going to give you all the power that you need when you're selling something. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right, Lee.
Okay. So, don't leave them blank, but if you do, it's not the end of the world, but try to fill it in whenever possible. Do you ever leave any of them blank, Tim?
Well, what happens for me, I sell 99% used stuff. So if I'll fill in all that I can, it has where it's made, all that kind of stuff, color, size, all those things. Fill them all in. But as a used, I sell used stuff. So it doesn't apply on, some of the, they don't have barcodes, that kind of thing. So yes, I leave them blank, but I fill in as many as I can because I know it's going to help my sales.
That's all you can do.
Right. I'm doing everything I can. And I suggest everybody out there, you need to do the same thing. Take a few moments to fill in all the ones that you can. It will help I'm speaking for you, I guess, but it's going to help in search. It brings you up to the top of search and that's where you need to be.
How do search engines look and handle item specifics?
Search engines love item specifics.
That's what we wanted to hear.
So our eBay search engine directly understands what you are selling when you use item specifics above and beyond the title. So it improves search's ability to provide an accurate set of items when someone searches on eBay. Also, search engines outside of eBay, like Google, are constantly crawling our website and looking to match what people are searching for on Google to items on eBay. Now, one of the things that gets crawled on eBay is the left-hand navigation. So let's say I'm selling a plaid T-shirt, and if I've filled out pattern plaid, I will show up in the refinement for pattern plaid on that specific category.
Well, so you know, this is new to me. That's new information, okay, I think, to a lot of people.
So Google at that point.
Yeah, it's crawling the left-hand search.
Okay.
That's new information for me. That's fantastic. Oh, my goodness. I thought it was just crawling the title.
So are you...
Yeah,
are you
crawling.
So Google, what is Google looking for exactly when they search eBay?
So, disclaimer, I'm not a Google employee.
Got it.
You can tell from my title. But in general, Google's mission is to provide the most relevant search results for anybody's query on Google, right? And so when it comes to the e-commerce space, when someone does a search for what they think is a product, like a plaid blouse or Michael Kors shoes, it wants to make sure that the results they're serving actually have those pieces of information. And because listings are changing constantly, we need to give them a page that lives on forever to crawl so that that they know that eBay has Michael Kors shoes and plaid blouses.
Eric, can you stay on with us for a couple of more minutes?
Oh, certainly.
We'd appreciate it because we have a caller that has a comment about this subject.
Okay.
And if you would stay
great
on during the break, we'd love to just hold you over just a little bit here, okay?
I'll be here.
Well, this is fascinating stuff. We're going to talk more about it when we come back. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Next up, open phones at 888-RADIO-30. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio. You really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Listen while you list.